I'm John Lemley, and this is City Cafe. The Girl with a Pearl Earring is among the most famous works housed in the Netherlands' Maritshuis, a 17th century art museum in The Hague. Vermeer's portrait has intrigued audiences for centuries, and the girl is paying Atlanta a visit along with some of her friends. The High Museum opens their exhibit, Girl with a Pearl Earring, Dutch Paintings from the Maritshuis, this week, and WABE's Lois Reitzes spoke with the Maritshuis director, Emily Gordinker, about how the exhibit came to Atlanta.
When I just started as a director about 5 years ago, I had a visit from Michael Shapiro. And he said, you know, I really want to borrow the Girl with a Pearl Earring. I said, well, Michael, can't do that right now, but I'll keep you in mind. The Maritshuis never sends such a large group of paintings away. We don't have a huge collection, but every once in a while something happens that makes it possible, and that's happening right now. We're renovating the building. But when we got to the point where we were going to start with a renovation project, I thought, I'll get in touch with that Shapiro.
That Shapiro is, of course, the High Museum's director, Michael Shapiro. The painting he had his eyes on is a seemingly simple portrait painted by Johannes Vermeer around 1665. It features a young woman before a dark neutral background. She wears a blue and gold turban and, of course, a large single pearl dangling from her ear. She's glancing back at the viewer over her shoulder. Her soft, round face, her hazel eyes, her red lips parted as if she were about to speak. Michael Shapiro, a man who has seen some of the greatest masterpieces pass through his museum, holds this painting in high esteem.
Why is she your favorite? Why is this your favorite painting ever? You have said that unabashedly.
The greater a work of art is, the more mysterious it also is. And I think she epitomizes that riddle, that conundrum, that somehow she speaks universally, yet individually, to every person who looks at her. To be able to do that in, what would you say, 2.5 feet by 2 feet, that when you're in front of her as a painting, as a two-dimensional 300-year-old image, you feel that you're in dialogue with an actual palpable human being.
But she's not the only one coming.
We have decided to send 35 really top-notch paintings.
Gordinker sees this exhibition as an opportunity to introduce new audiences to the Maritshuis. Housed in a 17th century city palace in The Hague, the museum is celebrated for its masterpieces from the Dutch and Flemish Golden Age, including paintings by Vermeer, Rembrandt, and Rubens. More than 35 of those works will be on display here in Atlanta.
The girl may be on the poster, but I'm convinced that when people come and see the show, they'll see what an incredible collection this is, with 4 paintings by Rembrandt. Fantastic, iconic works will be in this show, and we really wanted to put our best foot forward.
The exhibit highlights the Dutch Golden Age painters, a productive period of art characterized as much by the realism of the artwork, but also the accessibility of the subjects. Commonplace scenes of daily life, portraits, still lifes, and boisterous crowds that communicated a sometimes sarcastic wit.
And this is a real change from what you saw before then, or what you see in the southern Netherlands, where many artists would have been making big altarpieces or big commissions for royals or for churches. In Holland, in the Dutch Republic, what happened was that it was really for everybody. And we know that visitors at the time who wrote diaries and left letters, they say it was amazing that everybody seemed to have pictures or prints or something in their house. So it was really something that was very common.
It's kind of amazing to think of a time and place when these paintings would have seemed common. Standing in front of the girl with a pearl earring, the lone girl, a mysterious gaze and smile, it's easy to compare her to another famous woman, the Mona Lisa.
You know, where the Mona Lisa's a little bit withdrawn, she's not really showing all her cards. This girl almost seems to reach out to you and ask you, you know, well, what are you, who do you think I am? Yeah. Which is a little provocative that way. And she almost asks you to fill in her story.
Emily Gordinker, director of the Meritz House, speaking with my colleague Lois Reitzes. The High Museum's exhibit, The Girl with a Pearl Earring, opens Sunday. For more information, visit wabe.org/citycafe.